Welcome, anime enthusiasts, to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Join us as we dive into the vibrant world of anime, where every frame is a canvas and every character a story waiting to be told. In this podcast, we'll explore the vast landscapes of different anime genres, dissecting the elements that make them beloved by fans around the globe. Get ready for lively discussions, passionate debates, and insights that will deepen your appreciation for the art of Japanese animation. Whether you're a seasoned otaku or just dipping your toes into this captivating universe, the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast is your go-to destination for all things anime. So grab your favorite snack, settle into your comfiest spot, and join us as we embark on this anime-filled journey together. We're your hosts, Brayden and Nicholas, and this is the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast. Today, we're going to be ranking every single breathing style in Demon Slayer. So, the rules are basically, we rank every breathing style. There are no rules, is basically what we're saying.
Yeah, there aren't really any rules, is that breathing styles are fairly simple.
Besides two things. They're not really rules, but they're more just like nip details that we need to cover. And it's that Hinokami Kagura is going to be a separate category from sun breathing because it kind of is a separate thing. And especially Zenitsu's thunder breathing. It's different. It has totally different moves. So,
by the way, quick question.
Yes.
We're going to be including moon breathing, right?
Absolutely.
Good.
Alrighty. So, shall we get into it?
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, the first one on our list is looking like water breathing. Now, water breathing. It's not, like, the coolest breathing style. It's not the strongest, either. But
it can be pretty useful.
It's like kind of the most middle of the road breathing style.
It doesn't really have any strengths or weaknesses. If you have it, you're going to be there's nothing bad about it. There's nothing good. There's nothing mid. There's nothing wrong with it. It's
good.
It's a solid, you know.
However, the main character having it gives it up points.
Yeah, and the fact that it can be combined with sun breathing somehow.
Every breathing style can do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wait, then how would flame work?
Red sun.
Yay. Anyway, so the reason Tanjiro, a little bit of just a detail here, is the reason Tanjiro started using sun breathing instead of water breathing is that water breathing didn't fit him, his body, as well as sun breathing. So that's just a little detail there. That's why he switched. But we're talking about water breathing, not sun breathing yet. So, water breathing, it's an all around. It's not good, it's not bad. It's like, it's mid, I guess. Well, not really mid, though. It's like,
what would that land it at?
Slightly above average. So I'd say B tier.
Yeah, B tier.
It's not good, not bad.
You'd rather have it than not have it.
Yeah, like if I had actually no spoilers yet. Alrighty, next on our list, shall we do some wind breathing?
Yeah, wind breathing.
Alright. Wind breathing. Now, immediately gets minus points because the Hashira that has it, I hate him. He tried to kill Nezuko.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Sonami.
Really, how does wind breathing really work? Is it just a lot of slashes?
That's
what it's looking like.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure the effects on the blades, you know how it shows fire and stuff? No, yeah. That's Avatar The Last Airbender. Or is it Demon Slayer? Well, anyway. Wind breathing, I mean, it's wind. It's like cutting air. It's not like referring to flying creatures. It's referring to the element wind. So
it's
slashes.
Cool.
I like it.
It's really cool, but it's not like,
hey,
it's not flame breathing cool. It's just like,
it's like, it's cool.
Slashes.
But it's actually one of the more powerful breathing styles.
Just taking a look at, like, a little bit of it, I can tell exactly why. I'm literally just taking a look at, like, a gif of it mm-hmm. and seeing things getting sliced around when only one slash was thrown, I guess.
Yeah, that's, yeah, it's really powerful one. So, where do you think that would land it at?
I think that would, I think that could land it at, maybe an A tier.
A minus? Or A?
I think it should just be A tier. It's pretty good, and it's probably better than water, yeah. It's definitely better than water.
See, we can't drag it down too much for who's using it.
Because the styles, except for, like, two of them, are not individual to their users.
Yes. Yeah, actually, except for two, three, four. Okay, more than I thought. But, anyways, on to the next one, which I think we can do Mist. You want to do Mist?
Mist, why not?
Okay.
It's
Mist. Well, see, the Hashira that uses it, the Hashira is, like, born powerful. Like, raw talent. And combo that with training, they're gonna become a Hashira. I mean, nothing too special about the style, but I like it better than water. It's, like,
it's nice. Well, it really is just a combination of water and wind.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. In fact, on the chart here, it's actually a derivative of wind. It could have been probably water or wind. Actually, I'm pretty sure the developers probably debated that.
That was probably a debate, or maybe there's just a chart somewhere.
I don't know, but all I know is that this style, I like it. I don't like it a lot, though. And
it's cool.
The weird part about Mist that I find, how would Mist be, like, more powerful than, like, water or something like that? Because it's Mist. Like,
looking, air kind of makes sense. Like,
wind. Wind.
The thing I try to consider when I'm looking at wind breathing is, it reminds me a lot of, like, Sukuna's dismantle. It slashes in the air, made of the air.
Yeah, and water, I mean, water itself isn't that powerful, but high-concentrated jet streams of water is more powerful than, like, a gun.
Meanwhile, mist breathing, there isn't really much you can do with mist. At most, I think you could probably, like, concentrate it, but even then, it's not much.
I'm quite surprised, because I'm pretty sure it's not one of the more powerful ones, but it's not one of the weak ones either.
Its user is incredibly powerful, which bumps it up a lot.
Yeah.
Looking at it itself, I want you to tell me one singular technique that could be created with mist breathing that actually utilizes the mist as an attack.
I can't think of anything.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
With, like, every other breathing, that breathing can be used to attack, defend, or whatever. Even serpent breathing can do it, and it's a literal snake.
Which we'll get to in a minute. Or maybe forever. Or maybe we won't. You'll see. But for Mist, the only thing I could think about doing is covering the battlefield with Mist so you can't see, and cutting their heads off.
That's literally what the only gif, that's literally the gif I have for it. That's the literal introduction for it.
Yeah. So, that's it. I'm going to have to rate this, like, a B minus.
In terms of, like, the user is incredibly powerful, but yeah, it's definitely a B minus. It's on the lower scales. It's definitely weaker than water. I'm going to have to say that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Strong but weak.
It's weird. Okay, but I think we should move on to Flame. Not Sun, Flame.
flame breathing. This is one of the super cool ones.
Now, the thing about flame breathing that I don't like, flame breathing is the same thing as sun breathing, but weaker, which makes it sad.
It's honestly, flame breathing is cool. Flame breathing is awesome. But it's really just a stronger slashes type of situations. And not the good way, like another category we'll be talking about later. It's just like, you can't do much with it. With water, like, if you wanted to, you could do this little jet stream thing. If you'd wanted to do that with fire, and we've never even seen anyone do something slightly like that, it would take a lot of effort.
Yeah, but I will say, I do love flame breathing.
It's awesome. I'd say that. Quick question, though.
Yes.
Like, do we know this? Can the flames from flame breathing kill a demon just by themselves?
So no, you're sword, talking like flames. Sun breathing flames?
Flame breathing flames.
But what are you trying to say?
Like, it's kind of like,
so if you took the flames and threw it on them?
The flames from flame breathing kill a demon by themselves?
So, just like the sun. Oh, probably not. But then again, could sun breathings? Yes, actually.
Sun breathing definitely is
literally. No, you're right. No, it can't. Because sun breathing melts, it stops regeneration, and flame breathing does not.
Yeah. So that severely bumps it down. Like, any attack you can think of that comes from sun breathing is just slashes covered with fire.
Well, actually, now that I think about it, flame breathing is just a weaker sun breathing.
That's literally its entire thing.
Yeah. That's all it is. But Rengoku bumps it up for me. So
he's an awesome character.
Do you want to go with an A-? I think that's solid.
I think an A-. It has really good potential, but not enough.
It has really good potential, but not enough.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. All right. So now, for one that we're going to have to do two categories for, thunder breathing. So, for the first thunder breathing, we're going to do just normal thunder breathing. Now, we don't really know of many users of normal sun breathing. Obviously, Zenitsu's teacher and Zenitsu's, his teacher's other, grasshopper.
We don't really know much about thunder breathing. It's not much.
It's not that cool. But
Zenitsu's is a different, yeah.
Different story. But for now, thunder breathing, we can't say much about it. I'll go with like a C, I guess.
Hopefully we see an actual user, but wait, did the anime already end?
Yeah. Not the anime, but the manga.
My goodness.
Okay. Anyway.
We're never going to be able to rank thunder breathing.
Yeah. All right. Thunder breathing Zenitsu variation. I love it.
Absolutely beautiful.
The fact that he's just like, yeah, as a wise man once said, thunder breathing Zenitsu is better than regular.
It reminds me of a quote from Team Fortress 2 Engineer.
Okay, and which is what?
If a gun don't work, use more gun. That's all he has. He only has one thing. He's going to make it better. He's not going to do anything else. He can't do anything else, so he just made it better.
Exactly. And his attacks from it are super cool, too.
Like, I know Demon Slayer is really well known for, like, being, like, beautiful and awesome like that. But Zenitsu takes it to another level.
Yeah. And I just like... Oh, also, quick mention. Zenitsu, you know how the only time he can ever fight is when he's asleep?
Yeah.
That changes. Because his master commits Sudoku.
Oh.
So
can he fight normally now?
So now he got the determination to fight normally.
So is he just as strong as when he's asleep, or?
Yep. That's correct.
Oh, dang. That means he's constantly that strong.
That's correct. So for Zenitsu's underbreathing, where are we putting it?
I think it's an E. Should it be S or A plus?
I was debating that in my head, but S tier.
S tier.
S tier.
The first S tier. Because it's just that awesome.
Indeed. Now, I think we should move on. Because there are a couple I want to save for the end. Should we do some?
We should do some of the lesser ones.
Mm-hmm. Insect?
Insect breathing. Why not? That's a good one to talk about.
I hate it.
I don't really know too much about it. Like, is it just, okay, you stab this person and they get infected with poison. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep, and her blade is shaped differently, so she can't even cut, I'm pretty sure.
She wasn't strong enough. Oh, she just has poison. Why doesn't every person cover their blade in poison?
I don't know, but I don't like the style at all.
I mean, in theory, it's interesting, but insect breathing by itself isn't that cool. I think, like, considering her gentle but deadly nature, while insects do portray that really well, I think a spider could have been a better choice.
Probably, because, actually, spiders are helpful to the environment well.
Yeah, spiders are helpful.
Black flies don't do anything.
Yeah.
Or bees.
Her thing is literally butterflies.
Bee breathing.
What's a butterfly going to do?
Yeah, exactly. So.
So, our ranking?
D tier. I hate it.
By the way, here's a fun fact.
Yeah.
There's only 4 forms of insect breathing.
D minus. We're moving
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's literally everything. No, let's just put it in F. I mean, it's a great idea. Horrible execution.
Yeah, that was awful. Yeah, F tier. Wait, this is going to be our first F tier ever.
Oh, yeah, we've never rated anything F tier. You know it's that bad. Literally, anything she does, any other person can do, even a beginner. Like, hear me out. Her entire thing is butterflies. It's literally like a genjutsu from Naruto. That's it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know who else could do that?
Who?
Mist breathing.
Wow.
Serpent breathing.
Wow.
Literally love breathing. I'm not even sure how that works as a breathing. Literally any other breathing. The gif I have of her is just her dashing.
Yeah, that's
butterflies.
Really,
that's it.
Pathetic. All right, F tier. Wow, that was nice. Alrighty, serpent.
Serpent.
I mean, I like it. There's not really much I can say about
it. It looks really cool. I
agree. I mean, I'm not gonna put it in B tier. I like it more than that. I is just insect breathing, but with cool snakes that can move really fast.
I think, like, the gif I have is just him chanting a sword into a snake and killing a bunch of demons with it. He didn't even have to move. All he had to do was change a sword into a snake.
Yeah, he's really cool.
It's really awesome. Good character, good breathing, great execution, and amazing idea.
Not S tier, though.
Not quite.
You think A?
I think it's an easy A tier.
All right, next. Flower. Flower?
Flower?
Yeah.
What's flower breathing again? I've heard of literally every other breathing here.
Kano.
Flower.
Kano. Actually, there used to be a Hashira that used flower breathing.
Who did they get killed by?
I don't know, but flower breathing, it's Like, we can't really rate it. Like, we haven't seen Konoha fight yet in the anime.
The best thing I have is this manga panel of her turning herself into like a flower.
What?
Yeah, like just flower things sprouting from her back and missing the opponent.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, you know it's that bad when the only example is of them missing.
But I mean, I don't think it's that bad. F, no. D, no. C, maybe a C plus.
I think it just deserves a C. We don't have anything to talk about. I mean, at least with like, what was it? Thunder breathing. We have something to go off to because Zenitsu uses it, and we can see a little bit of what it can do.
Yeah.
But with this, we have near nothing.
Yeah, so C tier. Yeah.
C tier. We know nothing about it.
Alrighty. What do you think we should do next? You can pick.
I think next, let me just take a look. We might as well move on to one of the more fun ones. Beast breathing.
Okay. Oh, I love beast
This is
breathing.
definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah. The fact that what's his name? Pigby.
Inosuke.
Yeah, Inosuke. The fact that Inosuke was able to just, I have these two swords. Let me just chew on them and create a whole new breathing style with, I think, like 11 forms.
Like, yeah, actually perfectly 11.
Yeah. He's insane. And the fact that he can stab both his swords into the ground and see everything is really cool.
I think, like, it's awesome. Like, unlike with flame breathing, it is meant to be like this. With flame breathing, like, you'd expect something really awesome, like throwing fireballs. You don't get that. You get nine forms of slashing with fire.
But also, what makes me a little confused about beast breathing is what? Like, what is that? Like, when he attacks, what is that stuff? Is it beast snot or something?
I don't know, but I know his
Yeah.
slashes in the air are just as awesome as wind breathing.
Yeah, I agree.
He's
S tier.
using 30
S tier.
caliber Phoenix in a different universe.
I mean,
Zoro taught him. That's my canonical explanation.
this is an easy S tier.
Easy S tier. Awesome user. I think he's the only user. He invented it, and he's the best user of it. Even if there was someone else, he would be the best.
Also, he can, the part of his breathing style is that he can move his organs and limbs, bones around. So that just makes it so much better.
So he can literally, if he breaks an arm, he can just slap it back on and move his bones together.
He doesn't break his arms. That's not possible for him.
Wait, are you telling me he's indestructible?
No, because he can still like bleed out and die.
Okay, so you're telling me his bones are unbreakable, and the only way to really kill him is to either incapacitate him and poison him or make him bleed out.
Or maybe just slash his head off.
Is that even possible? Yeah, there are gaps in the spinal cord.
Yeah. Yeah, there's many ways you can kill him, but I if you
It's
hit
much harder
his
to break
stomach
his
hard
arms.
enough, he's gonna get knocked out. Like, yeah, there are ways to kill him, but it's gonna be hard, and that's why he's one of the main characters,
Like, even if
basically.
he's standing still, you have to think about how you're gonna kill him. You know that's an issue when he's much faster than that.
Yeah, pretty much. Next, we're doing sound.
Sound breathing, which is another confusing one, but I can see how it's really cool.
Yeah. I love sound breathing too, but I don't love it as much as beast breathing, but I still love
I think it's really cool, but I'm kind of wondering what they mean by sound breathing when it's really more like firework breathing.
You do have a point there, but sound breathing just sounds better.
It should be called festival breathing.
That would be cool. I guess, but can we stop nitpicking about the name, please?
Okay, yeah, it's really awesome.
Yeah, the fact that he can just attack with sound and like fireworks and all that stuff is really freaking cool. And
Like, Yeah, his entire thing is just slashing really hard, making fireworks
explode. He's one of the people that has a unique blade. Not a lot of people have a unique blade. There's like one, three, four.
The insect user.
No, there's five people with unique. No, six people with a unique blade in the whole series.
And there are a lot of.
And one of them's a demon.
Oh, yeah, one of them's a demon.
So that barely even counts.
So, yeah, he has two unique blades attached to a chain, which will make it much harder for a regular person.
And he can actually block attacks with the chain.
Exactly. He is practical, intelligent, and he managed to make a breathing that a regular person would struggle with. Yes, I'm saying that. It's another Mochi scenario. If you had the power to create loud sounds, what would you do?
Create loud sounds. Which was a lot cooler than making loud sounds.
Yeah. What do you think this is?
A plus.
Easy. Not quite S tier.
But Tengen? Tengen himself is an S tier. His breathing's an A plus.
Yeah.
Next, should we do love?
Love breathing.
Okay. Hey, no, this one's cool.
Give me a quick recap on how it works again.
So, basically, love breathing is derivative of flame breathing. It basically works, because Mitsuri was trying to learn flame breathing, but it didn't fit her. Obviously, it's not going to fit her. Flames are, like, the opposite of what she's, like, about, basically. Even though Rengoku was, like, holly jolly. Never mind. So, she crafted herself a unique blade that bends like a whip. And she basically created the love breathing.
But my question is, how does love breathing work?
We're not too sure, actually.
Yeah, that's my point.
I mean, yeah, but how does beast breathing work?
Beast breathing is easy. It's just harnessing, like, animal instincts and stuff. You can't harness love. Oh.
Harnessing her, kindness.
As an attack.
Yes. Actually, I'm pretty sure that is how it works.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I'm being sarcastic. I still don't know why love exists.
Can you just move on?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So, love breathing, I like it. I mean, because I like flame breathing, but I think love is an upgrade.
Yeah, love is a pretty cool breathing.
And Mitsuri is stronger than Rengoku.
Yeah, just looking at the quick clip I have. I don't see love breathing, but I do see a whole lot of slashes.
Yeah, that is love breathing. Yeah, do you see how her blade's like in a whip kind of thing?
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. I love it. I don't know what else to say.
There isn't really much else to say. It's just really cool.
Yeah. A tier. Or A plus even.
Is it on the same level as sound?
I mean, could be.
Let's go with an A just to be safe.
Okay. Even though no one's going to hurt us. Yeah, they probably will, actually.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen.
All right, the three most powerful remaining. Which one should we do first?
Let's do stone. Why not stone breathing?
Okay, stone breathing, aka Gyome. Gyome is by far the strongest Hashira by a long shot, like a lot. He basically just harnesses stone and. He's another one that has a unique blade. Because he doesn't even have a blade. He is a mace. Flail. He is a flail. Because it's on a chain. He is a flail. Chain.
Why does he have a flail? How does that work?
Because in order to summon stone, you can't just hit the ground with your little rinky-dink blade. You need something powerful. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, but how does he kill a demon with it?
Because it's Nichirin.
It's okay, so if I punched a demon with a nature-ing glove, would I'm not going to go in that discussion, actually.
Yeah, actually, probably would.
My goodness.
Well, actually, no, it wouldn't. But Guillaume, just instead of slicing off the head, he just crushes it.
Well, I mean, there's no need to slice it up if you can just destroy it.
Exactly. And that's what Guillaume says. Also, he's blind, which makes it even cooler. I love stone breathing.
It kind of reminds me of the gravity fruit user, Fujitora.
I think we're going to have different rankings on this breathing, though.
I don't really know too much about Demon Slayer, and I don't really know too much about Guillaume, so I think you should probably be the one to rank it.
We can both rank it. What do you rank it?
Just considering the possibilities of stone breathing and how they usually treat breathings, and the fact that it only has 5 forms, I think it's probably on A level.
I give it an S. I love it.
All right, why not? Let's go S tier.
All right. And hold on. Really quickly, I'm just going to, before we move on to moon breathing, I'm just going to look up a quick picture of Guillaume's flail. Alrighty, we're done with that quick little pause. It actually is 2 N's. I forgot because I was remembering it in my head, but I didn't remember what the second weapon was. It was an axe.
So that's how he does it.
No, he still can crush it.
Oh.
Yeah, you can do both. Yomi's not a one-trick pony.
He's a... Hold on. 7-trick pony.
Can we just go to moon breathing, please?
What?
Can we just go to moon breathing?
Yeah. Before I make another cringe.
Alrighty. Moon breathing. Moon breathing, I love it. It's probably my favorite breathing style.
It is awesome.
Actually, no, stone breathing is my favorite. It is probably my second favorite breathing style. My favorite thing about it, actually, this was specific to after Kokushibo became a demon, because before he actually had moon breathing before he became a demon, but after he could just control it better.
Yeah, it was a part of his breathing art now, so...
Yeah, blood
demon. I mean, his demon art. Yeah,
yeah. But I love it. It's my favorite. Second favorite.
It's just really cool.
I mean, there's not much to say about it. It's moons that cut. Yay.
I think it also has the most amount of breathing forms.
It does. Doesn't it have 13?
Actually, it has 16.
Holy. Wait. Are those 3 part of his blood demon art?
I don't know.
I don't know. But I don't really care. I'm going to be completely honest with you, because I like him.
I really like it, yeah.
So, I'm rating it S.
Easy S tier.
And finally, for sun breathing, I don't like it as much as you'd actually think.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's kind of like a flame breathing situation, except it's stronger, which makes it better
points. It's just stronger slices.
Yeah. It's just flames. Actually,
unlike with like moon breathing, you can't really make I don't really see any huge slashes out of it.
No, in fact, I'm going to rate this probably lower than I originally thought it was.
It's strong, but it's only, like, maybe a tier above flame breathing.
Yeah, so, for that, I'm going to probably rate it an A-.
A-. It definitely could have been done better.
Now, Hinokami Kagura, we almost forgot.
The combination of Tanjiro's water breathing and Tanjiro's sun breathing.
Technically not, but because of Hinokami Kagura, he can combine it. Hinokami Kagura itself is just sun breathing. But Hinokami Kagura can also be combined with your other breathing style to make whatever Tanjiro has. So, I really like it. I like Hinokami Kagura a lot better. Just because water and fire together look cool.
Wouldn't that make mist breathing? Anyway.
What just happened?
I don't know. I wasn't saying anything.
Already walking to your house.
No, you cannot.
Anyways. So, Hinokami Kagura, it's all rated at A-tier. A-tier.
A-tier.
A-tier?
A-tier.
A-tier. Alrighty, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Don't forget to write a review. Donate if you feel like it, but you don't have to. And we'll see you guys in the next podcast. Oh, and don't forget to have a great morning, afternoon, evening, midnight, dusk, dawn. Yeah. Goodbye.